Well, Logan, you've got some things to talk about.
Yeah, so we're going to start with the kind of plan for this week, because there's a lot of news things going on. So I want to give our listeners a behind-the-curtain view of the news, right? So this week, we've started, if you heard the 6 a.m. newscast, a series explaining the notice of valuations you received in the mail from Rice County or Dakota County about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Every property owner should have received this, and it states the value of either your home or business that you own, and then it also states the different tax rates set by the local governments. So if you own a home in Northfield, it would say how much your home is valued at, and then what you pay in taxes to Northfield, the city of Northfield, what you pay in taxes to the Northfield School District, what you pay in taxes to either Rice County or Dakota County. Right? So we're doing a series this week explaining that. Today, we are in, at 7:20. I'm interviewed the Rice County Tax Assessor explaining how your taxes are actually calculated.
Yep.
And then each day this week, so we'll be summarizing the different tax rates set by local governments in December. So tomorrow, we'll be talking about the city of Northfield's tax rate. Wednesday will be the school districts. Thursday will be Dundas's, and then Friday will be Rice County's tax rate.
Interesting.
So that if you kind of missed that in December, now you can tune in and learn about the actual statement you receive in the mail before you go to pay for your property taxes. We also have the school district budget reductions that are coming up this week. So on Thursday is that public forum.
That's right. That's Thursday.
Yes. Last week we were going through each day. We had a different story. Covering the proposals in that, right? There's 6 packages of proposals. We've gotten through 4 of them. By Thursday, I will have covered the other 2 project proposals so that you'll
okay.
have had a summary of each of these before going to the public forum on Thursday. So those are kind of the stories we're trying to cram through before the end of the week, right? The important reason why we're also trying to get these tax stories through this week is because next week the window to appeal your taxes opens.
Oh, okay.
And it's open for a set period of time, so we're trying to get that in before the appeal window closes. With that said, tomorrow night's city council meeting is a busy one, so I wanted to discuss the city council meeting today rather than tomorrow to keep people a little bit of a heads up on it. So, let's start with the small items on the Northfield City Council agenda. First, they have a special meeting at 5 o'clock tomorrow. It's a closed meeting to the public for safety training. So the police chief, Jeff Schrepfer, is going to be leading them through a safety training demonstration or something. Or not entirely clear the whole program they're going to have, but that's a closed meeting. So the doors will be closed, the camera's off for that, so we won't... If you show up at 5:30, you won't be able to get in, right?
Right.
There will also be a presentation from the Earth Day Committee. They're going to be approving the construction bids for road projects this year. And then also they're going to be doing a comprehensive plan review. Those are the other kind of, I'm calling them small items. All of those are big items in their own respects.
They're not voting on the comp plan tomorrow, are they?
No, it's just further discussion of it.
Okay.
There are 4 items that I'm going to call are decently sized items, hence why we are discussing this now.
Wow.
The first one is Central Park. We've talked about this. We've had in Matthias and Barrett from the Historic Preservation Commission talking about why they're behind doing this. I know Wendy talked about this on Friday. On Tuesday is the first reading and public hearing behind the historic designation of Central Park. Central Park was Northfield's original block. It's how they plotted the rest of the city. They used stones on the corner of the block to then measure out the rest of the city blocks on this side of town, right? So because this is a technically zoning change, if you will, it has to go through so many public notices hearing and such. So tonight is the public hearing on this. This means it is not the final vote. It's not the final time that this will come up. Like, this isn't approved or, such tonight. But it is the opportunity that if you really care about this issue, to go to the meeting tonight and give your 2 minutes of comments on why you think Central Park should be a historic site.
Yeah.
The historic designation helps preserve Central Park of what it currently is situated as and wouldn't change from that. It would require any changes that would go to, be proposed to Central Park to be approved by the Historic Preservation Commission in the future.
Right.
Is the big policy that would be implemented there. If the council indicates they're interested in continuing on with that tonight, it would go for approval in mid-April. So it would go up, we would have its second and third reading in the middle of the month.
Okay.
And be approved then. But tonight's really your moment. If you want to give comments, this is the great time to give comments. Not tonight. Tomorrow night is the great time to give comments at Central Park. The next item is being proposed by councilors Peter Dolan and Chad Beamer. It is to create a financial model regarding city projects.
Okay.
So it's a trying to factor in a 20-year model for what the tax impact, utility impact would be for each city project. And when I do this kind of news summary tomorrow, I'll make sure to post the resolutions with all of these items so you can read through them as well. Mm-hmm. But it's trying to factor in what is the total cost of each project to an individual taxpayer. So then it's also trying to say, okay, what's your city taxes? What's your school district taxes, county taxes? It's an interesting idea. City Administrator Martig responded kind of in a memo that's in the public record. It's in the city council packet.
Yep.
Kind of trying to explain that how this might be difficult with the current staffing that they have. And this might be a better idea to put into, say, a 5-year plan that the city council is drafting right now.
Right.
Because there's just no staff budgeted time for this. So we'll see where the discussion goes with that.
Interesting.
But it's probably going to be a bigger discussed item, is my guess.
My guess is that this is something that if it doesn't pass right away, it's something that could... Yeah, that's a bigger idea. You're right. That's a bigger idea that probably should be adopted over X amount of time.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll see. I think the more immediate item that will probably generate more discussion too, or more public comment especially, is regarding the art allowance. So in Northfield right now, since 2021, but it's been implemented for projects before that too, 1% of the funding of that project has to go to art installations around the project. So if the city, you know, redoes the library, for example, so much 1% of the total money that went to redo the library had to go to
public art.
Yes. Right. And this was an item that came up kind of a lot during the water treatment plant discussion, because it was one of the items cited as a cost in the water treatment plant, right? Right. And so Councillors Dolan and Beamer are supporting a resolution to reduce the art allowance from 1% of funding to 0.5% of funding, and also set a dollar cap and exclude certain city projects from that. Excluding certain city projects to still be defined by the council together. The kind of example cited in Beamer's memo is that they did a street repair project recently, and did we need to allocate $1,000 to public art on a street project, right? And could that be not included? I think that would probably generate more discussion, because I'm sure there are people who are interested in the arts that probably care about more than the financial model. Maybe that's my intuitive guess. I don't know. That's actually what I've been emailed questions about, is about the art allowance, not about the financial model.
Interesting.
So I've had some people reach out and like, what's going on with the art allowance? And so hence why we're talking about it now. There are 4 options. Because the art allowance is a currently existing ordinance, nothing can be done in one meeting. They have to stagger this over, much like the Central Park historic designation. They have to have a public hearing and a first and second reading. So tomorrow night, they could either postpone this to a future meeting for a larger discussion, probably the work session meeting in May. They could refer this to the Arts Commission, Planning Commission, and or Economic Development Authority for like further review, to have a public hearing there, and then kind of refer back a final resolution to the City Council. They could amend this resolution and then send it out to a different Planning Commission or postpone it, or they could just reject it outright.
Right.
So really 4 options, right? Tomorrow night, you as a public member in Northfield can go and comment on this still before they have this discussion. So.
Right.
If you are interested in arts, you can go and make your say tomorrow night as well about it.
And if I could make the point, now is the time.
Yes.
Now is the time. I mean, because if we get deep into this conversation and some decisions start getting made, once some decisions start getting made, you're kind of, if you have an opinion, you're behind the eight ball.
It's a lot easier now, if you really like the art allowance, to, or don't like the art allowance.
Right.
Either opinion, to attend this meeting tomorrow night, make your say, and then when it gets referred to either the Planning Commission or it goes back to the City Council in May, and there's a fully drafted ordinance, it's a lot harder to adjust that than it is when they are working with a drafted text, right. Not a final text, right?
Right.
That just kind of makes sense that you don't have to pass yeah. as many amendments and such.
Right, right.
Is there a, because I know you said from 1% to 0.5%, mm-hmm. just to contextualize this, do we have a number attached to those percentages?
So it depends on the project.
Okay.
So if you have a project that costs $100,000, right, mm-hmm. 1% of $100,000 would go to arts. Now they'd be saying 0.5% yeah. would go to arts, or they could set a dollar cap and sure. say that it's always $10,000, right? Or, you know, you would never go over $10,000 will go to arts for any project, mm-hmm. right?
Gotcha. Okay.
So right now, it's this ordinance couldn't be really passed in its current state. There are still some adjustments that yeah. would have to be made in it. Right. That's why it's being referred for future meetings.
Right.
It's always going to be that moving target, depending on what the budget is for.
Exactly.
And sure. that was the idea of the 1% for the arts, is because every project is different in scope and size, mm-hmm. right? The water treatment plant is inherently very different in budget size mm-hmm. from the ice arena, which the art allowance is also being discussed about, of how much should the art allowance be going into the ice sure. arena, mm-hmm. right? So, yes, with all of these issues, with Central Park, the financial model, and the art allowance, tomorrow night is the time to make that
yeah.
public comment on it.
Yeah.
The other item being approved that I want to discuss, since we're a little over time already, is the budget calendar. City staff are proposing this, and it's kind of in response to both the public and the council expressing interest or questions or issues with how the budgets have gone in the past few mm-hmm. years. Mm-hmm. And so now the budget process for the city has typically begun in August, mm-hmm. Is when they draft the budget, and then September they vote on kind of the first draft, and then December they vote on a final draft, right, or final budget, and tax increase or decrease to go with it. In May now, they move up that August meeting to May because they want to host more public input meetings throughout the summer.
That's good.
So now they would have their initial meeting in May to collect council feedback. And then in June, they would have public input sessions to build a mm-hmm. budget that would then get proposed in August.
Right.
So they would still have the kind of same timeline of you get your initial draft in August, approve it in September, final budget in December, but you're adding in essentially two more input meetings mm-hmm. before that initial budget gathering. The June public input tomorrow night they will discuss what does that look like. Is that town hall meetings? Is that meet and greets? Is that a combination of both? Is that surveys? How are they going to collect that public input will be discussed tomorrow night, but they want to do something in June. After that May meeting. So, if you want to have your say on what does that look like, tomorrow night's meeting, city council meetings take place 6 p.m. at City Hall.
How on earth are they going to pack that into one meeting?
We will find out.
Yeah, if I were you, I'd take a nap tomorrow afternoon.
All of those items, so all the items we discussed, you fill out a card beforehand. They're a yellow card, and you turn it into the city clerk, and then you discuss... give comment on that item when it comes up on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
The public comment section at the beginning of the meeting, you only give comment on at the if the issue's not on the agenda. So, for example, if I want to talk about parks in Northfield, that's yep. not on the agenda tomorrow night. If I want, you know, you would comment at the beginning. But if I want to talk about Central Park, I wait till the Central Park item comes on the agenda.
Right.
So,
right. Okay.
That is tomorrow's meeting. We'll have a summary of it in tomorrow's news if you didn't catch all of that, or the podcast, too.
So, fantastic. Thanks, Logan. Yeah. That's great.